You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends, streaming live on the Big Woo Radio app. Here's your host, Big
NBA, NFL,
it's game time.
March Madness, BCS, it's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. In fact, check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Big Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and he's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is game time. It's your boy, Big Woo, in the building, Off Topic Sports. Man, thank you so much for listening live at BigWooRadio.com. Everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that searched us out on your podcast app, we appreciate that. Remember to follow us on all of your social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. And just remember, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk sports with you and the fellas if they get in today. But if not, I got some great stuff lined up for you today to talk about. The Golden State Warriors, your top five all-time starting five in the NBA, and much more. So keep it locked right here on Big Wool Radio, Off Topic Sports. We'll be right back. This is my man, EPS. Backyard.
Come on. We in the backyard, y'all.
This is right here, South Carolina.
Cadillac in the house. Family, friends. Everybody in the backyard, baby.
Nigga Clip.
Saturday evening, what's sunshine? That's how we do it in Carolina, baby. They don't do it no fine.
Look out for the cookout.
Look out.
We gon' pull some tears. We gon' rock some hills in the backyard.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs in the Rock Hill, South Carolina area. Are you currently looking for a great office space to lease right now? Well, all you got to do is come down to 742 North Anderson Road in Rock Hill, South Carolina. They are now leasing office spaces that includes great amenities like 24/7 building access, front desk service, coffee shop, sandwich shop, networking and social events, mail handling, and even reliable Wi-Fi. All you got to do is give Frank a call at 803-200-1605. Once again, call Frank at 803-200-1605. They are now leasing office spaces. Yes, at 742 North Anderson Road in Rock Hill, South Carolina. This is a great place that you are guaranteed to enjoy working in.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina, and surrounding areas. Serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the program. Sorry we had like a little situation going on with the intranets, so I had to fix that real quick. But everything should be fine and working right now. None of the fellas have called in, so all you got right now is me. But shout out to all the fellas. They got their thing going on today. They got work to do. They got things to do in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? But here I am with you. Gonna tell you what's what. But first, before I do that, gotta say what's up to Wine 49, Thalia Holmes. I call her Sissy because she a family. She's your wine guide, y'all. 973-223-4353. Give her a call. She's a wine guide. She's the rain woman of wine. She knows everything there is to know about wines. Quite frankly, it's quite scary how much knowledge she has about wines and pairing them with what foods. So give her a call. 973-223-4353. Or hit her up on the website, travelingvineyard.com/guide/wine49. Also, Deja Hood. She's a marketing genius, man. She does marketing. She does events, communications. She's out of Charlotte, North Carolina. If you need some marketing help, give Deja Hood a call. 847-504-6544. Or hit her up at DejaHood.com. That's D-A-S-I-A, Hood.com, DejaHood.com. Deja Hood, also her email, marketing at DejaHood.com. Anyway, now that's out the way. Got some things I want to talk about. We're supposed to do this with the fellas when the fellas were here, so maybe they did work on the project, so maybe next week we can get their starting five. So today you might get my starting five of all time, the best players in their position. So build you a roster, build you a starting five roster in your mind or whatever. If you want to call up, 704-489-3316, or 704-489-3316. If you want to call up and give me a list of five players. I mean, you got to give me your best point guard. You got to give me your best shooting guard, your best small forward, your best power forward, your best center. And we're going to make that your all-time starting five. And I'll give you mine today. I didn't really have to spend much time on it because, you know, I'm not going to rack my brain like that because there's so many people in the positions. I'm just going with my favorites in those positions, which, you know, to me, they are the best to me. All right, so we're going to talk about Golden State. Golden State's the champs again. But I'm going to put a little twist on this. Yes, Golden State, they are champs again. And so we already knew that they could win without Kevin Durant. But now, what does this do for Kevin Durant's stock? What does this say about Kevin Durant's legacy? Now, granted, I'm not saying that he's not going to be a Hall of Famer, or he may even win another championship again. I'm just saying, what does it say about him that, you know, he leaves Golden State after winning championships because it was easy? That was the low hanging fruit, Kevin Durant. That was the low hanging stuff right there. That was easy for you to get those. You went to a team that already won a championship without you. And then, you know, yeah, you leave, they don't win nothing because Klay Thompson got hurt, Steph Curry got hurt, and if those two guys get hurt, the Golden State Warriors are not the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green could get hurt, and you know, nobody's really, yeah, he's a good emotional lift for that team, but is he really what helps them win or makes them or the reason why they win? I don't think so. I think they'll win without Draymond Green as well. And obviously they won without Kevin Durant. They done it before. They did it. They rebuilt. Done it again. But adding Wiggins to that team was just, oh my goodness, that was just like the perfect fit for the Golden State Warriors. It was just they call it the baker's kiss or the chef's kiss. Mwah. It was just perfect. But now Kevin Durant, he's not winning nothing nowhere. He ain't doing nothing. With the, you know, the Kyrie Irving and the James Harden thing and for the Nets, that was supposed to be the thing that was going to get Kevin Durant the championship with his team, with his boys. You know what I mean? Those are his boys. They're going to win. Well, James Harden ain't there no more. Kyrie Irving may not be there anymore. So where does that leave Kevin Durant? And this championship for the Golden State Warriors, I think, diminishes his legacy somewhat. Again, I'm not saying that he won't be a champion again or he won't be a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he's not a great player. I'm not saying that either. It's just that I think he made decisions in leaving where he was with Oklahoma City a little premature. I think, but if you feel like you can't win out there because of certain players like Russell Westbrook and whoever else they had on the team, well, I mean, just think about the team they had before, you know, and they still couldn't win, and a lot of it was because of Kevin Durant, not Russell Westbrook. Some of it had to do with him, but it was Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden on the same team, drafted by the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it out there. He had to leave and go to the team that beat them, right, to get to the finals, the NBA finals. They beat them. Golden State Warriors. Handed it to him after being down 3-1. So Kevin Durant decides to join forces with them. Wins him, I think, two championships, two MVPs. I mean, two NBA finals MVPs. I mean, good for you, man, but it's going to always be asterisks beside that for me with you. I don't know. It's just, you know, and people compare it to LeBron James. LeBron did the same thing. LeBron. No. No, can't compare the two. LeBron didn't leave to go to a team that was already winning. No. He left and went to a team that had a potential to win, even though they were pretty bad the year before. He joined forces with Dwayne Wade. Got Chris Bosh to come over there. But it wasn't like the Miami Heat beat him in the Eastern Conference Finals after being down to him 3-1, and they came back and beat LeBron. That didn't happen. Matter of fact, LeBron done that to the Golden State Warriors with Kyrie Irving. You know? So you can't compare the two. But just after all these years, let's just say, let's just all agree that Kevin Durant did some booty stuff. That was some bull right there. Russell Westbrook, I don't think Russell Westbrook is ever going to get over that. Or would ever be friends with Kevin Durant again. I wouldn't. I'd be like, man, I can't believe you rolled out on me like that. That kind of, you know, made his career kind of go into shambles. I mean, he tried to do what he could. He stayed in Oklahoma as long as he could, but they wasn't putting nobody around him. So they was just like, yeah, we're not going to win with you by yourself, so we're just going to rebuild. So we're going to shove you on out of here, send you over to Houston. They didn't do nothing in Houston. James Harden, another, you know, bust when it comes to the playoffs. You know, now these guys are great. I don't want y'all, you know, calling up here talking about, man, why you bashing Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant and James Harden? Why you bashing them? I'm not bashing them. These are great players. They're going to be Hall of Famers, but they're probably going to be, as far as James Harden and Russell Westbrook goes, they're probably going to be in the Hall of Fame without rings. Now, I think the best chance, well, they both, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, both have good chances. Being on good teams, Harden in Philadelphia now. And if he act right, I mean, if he go over there and act right, I know this year was kind of crazy. So I'm giving him a pass and B went down and was hurt. So I'm giving him a pass for not winning the championship. But he's going to be forever chasing. He's not going to be the guy, you know, he's never going to be the guy. The reason that a team won a championship, like with LeBron or Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, you know, they're the reasons. Now, this year with Klay Thompson, not so much, because I still think he's really I don't think he's going to be the Klay Thompson that he used to be. I think he's going to be able to shoot the ball well once he gets used to not being able to have the lift that he used to have. He used to have the jumping ability to be able to be on point with those, because he needed to be whereas Steph, he could just kind of, he don't have to jump real high to make his shot. Now Klay Thompson, I believe it was a lot to do with his elevation, being able to elevate, and his form. But now it's changed for him. It's a little different for him, and I think he's got to get used to that, and he'll be fine. You know, James Harden, he's more of a guy that got to get to the basket. He's not a big threat from downtown, from 3-point range. He's not a huge threat. But I digress. Going back to whether they'll win a championship or not, Kevin Durant and James Harden and Russell Westbrook. It's I really think with the Lakers, and we can talk about this, 704-489-3316. The Lakers, I think, are going to be a team to be reckoned with. Only problem with the Lakers is availability. If LeBron James is the one that's the only one that's available all the time, which, you know, he's getting long in the tooth, and we know Anthony Davis is, you know, he ain't never been healthy his whole career. And I think those are the things that's going to kind of, would you call Anthony Davis a future Hall of Famer right now? I guess. I mean, basketball, you don't have to have, you know, you just got to have some numbers. You got to be dominant or whatever, you know, been dominant at one time. I don't think it's that hard to get in, and it's sad to say, but I don't think it's that hard to get into the Hall of Fame for the NBA. Because I think if you go down the Hall of Famers in the NBA, I think there's going to be some people that you look at and go, what? He's not a Hall of Famer. How he get in here? But I think you're going to be some of those that you run across in the Hall of Fame in the NBA. And I think Anthony Davis is going to be one of those. And he's still got a little time left on his career. But I wouldn't be like first ballot right now. I wouldn't be first ballot Hall of Fame for Anthony Davis. LeBron James, yes, of course. First ballot Hall of Famer. But he's led teams. You know, he's led teams to victory. You know, Russell Westbrook ain't done that. Kevin Durant ain't done that. He's been great and dominant on the NBA teams, the champion, but he would not have, we can all agree that Kevin Durant would not have a championship right now had he not went to Golden State. No ifs, ands, or buts in my mind. If he'd stayed in Oklahoma, I don't know. I would be honest with you. I believe if he'd stayed in Oklahoma and Russell Westbrook and him had another opportunity, because they were right there on the cusp. I don't know if they'd have won a championship, but if they'd have got to the finals, but they'd have got to the finals and probably would have, if they wouldn't have blew it, you know, 3-1 series lead, if they wouldn't have blew that and got to the finals, they might have stayed together and probably won. But if he went anywhere else outside of Golden State, I don't think he'd have won, unless he teamed up with LeBron James. But we know that's not going to happen. Who knows? It might happen. I mean, because he's a ring chaser now. He's out there chasing that ring for to say that he can do it by himself. Or do it, and he can be the best player on the team. Because even when he was in the Golden State, I mean, you could say he was the best player on the team. But come on, I mean, you're not getting double teamed by nobody, because nobody wants to leave Steph Curry and Klay Thompson wide open. So I mean, he benefit from that. So he wouldn't have. I don't think he would have. He'd have won a championship unless he went to Golden State. Because they would have got beat again. They would run up on Golden State again, all healthy. Everybody's all healthy for Golden State. They'd have lost again. The Thunder would have lost again to the Warriors if they'd have got back to the Warriors with Kevin Durant. And it's all hypothetical, it's hypothetically speaking. But I believe that Kevin Durant's legacy is diminished because of the Golden State Warriors win. That's what we're coming back to. That's a full circle right now. We come back to the fact that the Golden State Warriors are champs without Kevin Durant. And it was a hell of a resilient effort on Steph Curry's part, on Klay Thompson's part, and even all the stuff that Draymond Green had to go through because, you know, opposite teams, the visitor, the teams that aren't the Golden State Warriors pretty much hate Draymond Green. Yeah, I think we can agree on that too. Everybody that the Golden State Warriors play in the NBA is probably not a big fan of Draymond Green and his antics and you know, the technicals that he brings to the table and the mouth and just, you know, I don't know. You know, I mean, as an athlete, you expect the opposite team to have, you want them to hate you because you're killing them. You know, your team is killing their team. They don't want that. So they're not going to like you. And then on top of that, to have all that mouth and shoot the middle finger to him and all that. I don't know. Did he do that? I don't know. I think he did. I know Kyrie Irving gave the middle finger to the Boston folks. But Draymond Green is just, you know, they don't like him. You can't be mad at that. As an athlete, you got to be glad. Yeah, I'm glad y'all don't like me. I don't like y'all either. Shoot. Forget y'all. You be all right. Just take this butt whipping. How about that? Look at this. Watch me catch this trophy that y'all couldn't get. I'm going to kiss this trophy right here, right in front of you. Or your home court. But take this trophy and kiss it right in front of you. To hell with you. Can't be mad at that, Draymond Green. Can't be mad at that. All right, we got more to talk about. Coming up, who will be next year's NBA champions? Who will hoist that trophy next year? I don't think y'all going to be surprised by my answer, which you shouldn't be. If you know how I feel about certain players in the NBA, you won't be surprised by my answer. But keep it locked right here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more. We got more to talk about. I'm going to give y'all about eight more minutes of my time, and I got to go eat. I thought the fellas was going to be here. Don't look like they coming. So I'm going to eat. I'm not just going to talk here for a whole hour. Y'all just listen to me talk. But I am going to give you my starting five of all time. My favorite five players of all time. Or my starting five. Like I said, my starting five is mostly about my favorite players, but they're great players. And I might have some people out of position playing because they that good. They don't need to be in a particular position to be great. But I'm going to give you my top players when I come back after these messages from Name of Shining Star L. Keep it locked right here. Don't y'all go nowhere. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey,
y'all. 1, 2, 3.
Big Woo Radio. Big Woo Radio. Big Woo Radio. For the people.
For the people.
By the people.
By the people.
By the people.
For the people.
Big Woo Radio.
Big Woo Radio. Big Woo Radio. Big Woo Radio.
For the people.
For the people.
By the people. For the people.
Don't get it twisted.
We here to stay.
Yeah. For sure.
Thanks for listening.
704-489-3316 is how you get in if you want to get in to holler at your boy. Woo. That's how you do it. Again, 704-489-3316. I'm here by myself. So we're going to do it short today. We're not going to just have me talking to y'all about the whole thing. But I'm going to start off things. And if, like I said, if you want to get in real quick, 704-489-3316. My top five all-time NBA players, starters. My starting five. Top starting five. All right, so I think I've told people before my favorite players, my top four favorite players of all time, of course, is Dr. J, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, and Allen Iverson. So, obviously, that can't be my starting five, right? But I have to pick a point guard. I know Allen Iverson is not a point guard. But he can play point. He's great at it, as a matter of fact. He's great at the point guard. That boy can handle the rock. So that's going to be my point guard. I know Magic Johnson should probably be it. Magic Johnson should probably be the one, right? But I like AI. I'm going to take AI because I just like the fact that he's short and dominated in the game of basketball. I'm going AI as my point guard. My shooting guard, it's Michael Jordan. I'm going with Jordan as the point guard. As my shooting guard, I'm sorry. You think I would have to get a shooter in here, but I'm going to tell y'all right now. Putting Kobe Bryant as small forward, who else would you put there? Nobody. So that's Kobe Bryant as my shooting guard. Of course, my power forward. You know, I got to go with LeBron James. Come on, man. Go with LBJ as my power forward. That's gonna leave out Dr. J because I need me a center, a true bona fide center, and that's why I'm going with Shaquille O'Neal. Now, I know a lot of people want to say Wilt Chamberlain, and that's fine. That's you if that's what you want to do, but I think Shaquille O'Neal would have gave Wilt Chamberlain anybody, centers, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He'd have manhandled them. So, with that being said, that's my starting five. Allen Iverson, that point guard. Michael Jordan, that shooting guard. Kobe Bryant at the small forward. LeBron James at the power forward. And my favorite center of all time, Shaquille O'Neal. Now, there's a place, and Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Hakeem the Dream, there's a lot. But I still think Shaq would have handled all of them, manhandled them. So, that's my starting five. You can give me yours, 704-489-3316, or you can email us at bigwooradio@gmail.com or jt@bigwooradio.com. So you can email us your starting five. We'll read them on the air next week. And, I think I'm going to leave it there and then save, these other stories that I have or these other things that I want to talk about for next week when we get the guys on the show. We come back next week. We'll talk about who will be next year's NBA champs. Who will be next year's NBA champs? Who will be next year's NBA MVP? Huh? Yeah. Trying to look ahead for y'all. But man, I'm so glad you joined us. If you downloaded the show, appreciate that. If you're listening back, or if you're listening back on your wherever you listen to podcasts, your podcast devices. We'll appreciate that. And yeah, that's how we're gonna do it today. We're gonna get on out of here, and hopefully you enjoyed the short show that we have for you today. But now, look, if you feel like, ah, man, that wasn't enough today, I need more. You know, we got like 200 episodes, different episodes. You can go back and listen to it. And if you don't want to listen to, you know, old sports that we talked about, then how about you go and listen to Big Woo Acting a Fool with Lil Bucky. All right? You can go back and listen to those shows and wherever you listen to podcasts. Those are all for adults only, so don't listen to that in the car with your kids. Adults only. And then Friday, we have the Florida Poetry Show, so you can go back and listen to those shows as well. But if you want to listen live, Acting a Fool with Lil Bucky comes on at 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights. And Florida Poetry Show is 7 o'clock on Friday nights. And then you can listen to Off Topic Sports live on Sundays at 7:30, usually to 8:30. But I'm all by myself, and so I know y'all don't want to hear my mouth the whole time. So we'll wait till next week to go another hour, and we'll have the fellas here, and we can do All Praises Due with Pastor Fight. JT's Over and Under, Coach Him Up with Big Les, and maybe Donnie will have a top 10 for us. We don't know. But y'all got my starting five. Let me know what you think. Hit us up. All right? So in the meantime, in the between time, man, on behalf of my man, James JT Thompson, Big Les, Pastor Fight, Adonis Donnie Martin, who else I leave out? Of course, Nima Shining Star L. I'm Big Woo. It's Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
Game time.
March Madness, BCS. It's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. In fact, check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Big Les, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and three. Under three. With JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and here's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.